जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्
We will chant from verse 6 to 9 together.
Vichhaya vesato buddhau bhanam distu dvidhastita ekaham kritiranyasyat अन्तःकरणरूपिणी छाया अहङ्कारयोरैक्यं तप्ताय पिण्डवन्मतं तदहङ्कारतात्मात् देहश्चेतनमतात् अहङ्कारस्य तादात्म्यं चिच्छाया देहसाक्षिभिः सहजं कर्मजं भ्रान्ति जन्यं च त्रिविधं क्रमात् सम्बन्धिनो सतो नास्ति निवृत्य सहजस्य तु कर्मक्षयात् प्रबोधाच्च निवर्तेते क्रमादुभे
So we have seen that chit chaya avesatah buddhau. Chit chaya, reflected consciousness, avesatah enters. Where buddhau in intellect, then what happens? Bhanam, awareness comes. And this intellect is dhistu dvidhastita. This dhi in verse number 6 says are two. One is ahankar and others are अंतःकरण रूपनी माइंड इंटेलेक्ट एंड चित्त इट बिकम्स अवेयर बिकॉज ऑफ द रिफ्लेक्टेड कॉन्शियसनेस देन व्हाट हैपन छाया अहंकारो एक्यम द रिफ्लेक्टेड कॉन्शियसनेस एंड अहंकार अहंकार हियर मीन्स जीव इन द होल टेक्स्ट अहंकार इज जीव छाया एंड अहंकार रिफ्लेक्टेड कॉन्शियसनेस प्लस ahankar, they become one. How? Tapta ay pindavat matam. Matam means consider. Like a tapta, ay means iron ball. When it comes in contact with the fire, the iron ball gives its own characteristic to the fire and it takes the characteristics of the fire. So we call it anyonya adhyas. They are superimposing their characteristic on each other. Then what happens? Tad ahankar tadmyata. When this ahankar is associated with the consciousness, that ahankar, living ahankar, enlivened ahankar, deha chetanatam agat. Then chetan comes in the deha. Deha means the gross body it comes. Now gross body is also enlivened. Then you say this ahankar has got three identifications. The first identification is ahankarasya tadatmam chitchaya deha sachivi. First tadatmam, the identification of this ahankar is with chitchaya, ego plus reflected consciousness. Number two, ego plus body. And number three, ego plus sakshi. Three identifications are there. And how they have come? It is a sahajam. The first one with the chitchaya, ahankar plus chitchaya is sahaj, natural. And the second, ahankar with the body is karmajam. Because of the karma, you have got the body. And the third one is ahankar with the sakshibhi. It is because of the bhranti, because of ignorance. Kramat, trividham kramat. So this identification. So what has happened? With each identification, we have got some experience. The first experience, when the identification of ahankar with chitchaya happens, then the notion of knowership comes. I am enjoyer, I am knower, I am doer, this thing comes. And once it identified with the body, ahankar identified with the body, the notion that I am man, I am woman, I am fat, I am tall, I am fair, I am dark, everything related to body. This notion starts coming. And when it gets identified with the sakshi, what happens at that time? Sakshi is infinite, but I get a notion that I am finite. I become limited. So this notion has come because of the bhranti. In the next verse, it is said how to get rid of these identifications. Yes, becomes enlivened. Ahankar is inert. But
why did the separation happen that instead of saying I am that, I am, the knowership is say different?
No, the three expressions are being told. Because of the three expressions, so three identifications are identified. Now, how to get rid of this identification? So in the case of sahaj, it is said, sahajasya sambandhino sato nibriti nasti. The sahaj one, the natural, the identification of ahankar with the reflection of consciousness is natural. You can't do anything. Like the reflection of sun in the water is natural. You can't disidentify it. It is natural, sahajam. Nothing is to be done. No effort is to be given for removing this identification. And the second, But in other two cases, something can be done. What can be done? Karma chayat. The second, you have got the body because of karmajam. The cause of this body is karmajam. Karmajam is your prarabdha. Because of the prarabdha, you got this body. And then when the prarabdha ends, the body will drop. No effort also is needed. Because the actions have already fructified. Out of the total actions you have done in the past life, some are fructified. And according to that fructification, you got this body. You have to enjoy and suffer all your actions. Nothing can be done. But you can get realized in this life. Third one, identification of ahankar with sakshi. That is bhranti jannam. Here you can do something. What is that? If you get the knowledge of self, that I am not finite, I am infinite, then what will happen? This will break. If this ego breaks, then the ego of number two, ego of number one is also gone. Science, simple science. If I can remove my ego that I am finite, and the Atman or the Brahman is infinite, because of ignorance, I am thinking that I am finite. So how this ignorance can be removed? It can be removed by only knowledge. Only way out is knowledge. So once you get the knowledge that I am infinite, and who is that infinite? That infinite is a karta. Who is karta? Karta is prakriti. I am not karta. So if I am not a karta, so I was never a karta in the past lives also. If I come to know that I am a karta today, is it the fact that you have become a karta today only? No. You are Brahman all through your previous lives. But I was ignorant about that. Now I have come to know that I am not this body. I am that Atman. And that Atman is akarta. If I am akarta now, so I was never karta in my all previous life. So whatever actions I have done, all roasted, gone. Will there be any body thereafter? Next birth? No body. Karmajam gone. Sahajam, let it be there. Karma chayat prabodhat nivartate karmadubhe. Very good. Now the question comes, this ahankar, we experience three states, jagratavastha, sapnavastha and susupti. Who is experiencing this three state? Is it consciousness? Or the ego, or the body. Here it is said, verse number 10.
Ahankaralaye suptau bhavet deho pyachetanah
Ahankara vikasardhah
Swapna sarvastu jagarah Ahankara laye suptau bhavet deho pyachetanah Ahankara vikasardhah Swapna sarvastu jagarah Ahankara laye suptau.
When the ahankar is not there, when it is withdrawn, then comes the susupti. If you remember the chart which we learnt in our Tattva Bodh class, I made a diagram in which there were five kosas: food seat, vital air seat, then mental seat, intellectual seat, bliss seat. In which this annamaya kosa was said to be gross body. Then vital air seat, manomaya kosa, vijnanamaya kosa, these three were subtle body. And the anandamaya kosa was causal body. So when the ego is identified with all three bodies,
causal body, then subtle body, and then gross body. We call it waking state. When the ego is identified with the two, that means causal body and the dream, subtle body, then it is dream state. And when the ego identifies with only one body, causal body, we call it deep sleep. It's clear? When ego identifies with all three bodies, it is waking state. When the ego identified with the causal body and subtle body, we call it dream state. When the ego identifies with only one body, causal body, we call it deep sleep state. So who experiences, it's not the consciousness and not the body, it is the ego. Ego undergoes three states, and the duration of each state depends or varies from person to person. Kumbhakaran used to sleep 6 months, some people sleep 12 hours, 14 hours, even more. Some sleep only 6 hours, some Mahatma take power nap 10 minutes, sufficient. It varies from person to person. Ahankar lahe supto bhavet deha api chetana. So deha becomes achetan, it becomes unconscious. Ahankar lahe supto, when it is connected with only one body, causal body, then what happens? Subtle body and the gross body are no more functioning. Deha becomes unconscious, api achetana. How this ahankar comes? In ahankar there is a word aham. Aham, 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 this is the pure I. In Gurudev's language it is capital I. But what we consider ourselves is the small I, jiva. So Akhandanand Maharaj say that you are infinite, formless, nirakar. When you give a akar to that, when you give a akar to me, you start thinking that I am not that infinite, I have become finite. So when you give a form to the formless, then comes ahankar. When we give a form to the formless, infinite formless, then comes the ahankar. And he says, ahankar, if you ride the car of ahankar, it is dangerous. Ahankar is a car, it's a vehicle. If you ride this ahankar, this car, then you are definitely going to meet with accident. And that accident is that you will continuously will be born and die. Continuously this will continue. When we say this reflection of consciousness in mind, never try to visualize that the consciousness is a form like a sun and there is a reflection, because that consciousness is formless, it's infinite. Implied meaning is that it makes the mind living. Mind is in living, its mind itself is a living entity. In order to explain this, that the mind is a living entity, we bring in this reflection of consciousness. Don't think there is a consciousness like a sun and there are millions of buckets of mind and in each there is a reflection. It's not like that. The implied meaning is the mind itself is a living being. Pure consciousness is formless, no gender, no caste, no creed.
And the jiva, ahankar, with body, without body. Without body, it is without any caste, creed, any color. With body, associated with the body, then we say he is male, female, or he is citizen of America or citizen of India, this and that, lot of things come. Associated with the body. Without this body, jeev, the subtle body, it has got no gender. So when we experience deep sleep, then what happens? Ahankar lay. Ahankar is absorbed, suspended. It's not destroyed. It is only suspended for a limited period of time. Deha api achetanam, the gross body is also not experienced at that time. What is the result? You see, the result in the three states are different, but one result is common. In Jagrit Avastha, in Sapna Avastha, and in Susupti Avastha, in all three states, I am not aware of my true nature. This is common in all. I am ignorant about my own true nature. It's common in all three states. In Jagrat also, I don't know who am I, what is my true nature, that I am a Brahman, I don't know. In dream also, I don't know that I am that infinite Brahman. And in deep sleep also, I am ignorant about my own true nature. But what about the world? In Jagrat Avastha, I know world, what is happening in the world. In dream, I don't know what is happening in the world. Deha api achetan. What is happening, I don't know. And in the deep sleep also I don't know nothing. So in the deep sleep, I am ignorant about my own true nature, I am ignorant about the world also. Kuch nahi pata hai.
Correct. Right. And again, did you not say that the ego is tormented in deep sleep?
Yeah. You see, it's a subtle point here. Ego is only a little bit present, which is not able to express at that time in deep sleep. Now I will tell you how it happens. It is not 100% ego is not available. It's very little ego is still there. Now you will ask me how you prove. You see, your experience of the deep sleep is recorded at that time. Who is recording? Your ahankar is there, your memory is functioning there. You are recording that we slept peacefully. And when you say this thing, when you come to the waking state. During the deep sleep state, are you experiencing? No. So when you get up early in the morning, you say, I slept very well. Main sukh se soya. Who recorded during the deep sleep state? Somebody was present. It was your ahankar. It cannot be my ahankar. Because the experiencer and memory, one who is remembering, has to be
same person.
My experience, you cannot remember. Can you? No. Who can remember? Your own experience only you can remember. So during the deep sleep, there was some experience. There was a... Very good, very good. Amma, you should have done Isavasya Upanishad. We have already covered that part. In Isavasya Upanishad, we have already seen that the Atman has got no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. Can you have an experience without these three bodies?
for having any experience, you have to have gross body, subtle body, and the causal body, and that Atman has got. Do you agree, Amma? You were there, they are witness.
So the Atman doesn't experience anything, doesn't remember anything?
Nothing. In the presence of Atman, everything is happening. Sannidhi matrena. In the presence of Atman, everything will happen. Atman is doing nothing. Atman is akarta, again and again, we are saying he is akarta. So in deep sleep what happens? There are two things. I am ignorant and there is a bliss also. But we are not able to experience that bliss. Deha piya chetan, so what happens that? Tatra mata amata bhavati, tatra pita apita bhavati. I am not father or mother in that. Do you remember at that time when you were in the deep sleep? Who are you? You don't remember. One thing is to be noted, the ahankar is only suspended, not destroyed. In the waking period, it will come back as it is again. In Tattvabodh, what we have seen, aham na ki api janami maya sukhena nidra anubhuyate, Shankaracharya says, aham na ki api janami, I don't know who am I. We have already seen in deep sleep, I do not know my true nature and I am not experiencing the world also. Aham ki na api janami, I don't know. But maya sukhena nidra anubhuyate maya, but I experience that sukha. So there in the deep sleep there is a jnana, ignorance. Ignorance about my true nature, ignorance of the world also, number one, and there is a bliss, sukh, because I have experienced that sukh. Body becomes very heavy in the deep sleep. But the mother of a child, when the child is sleeping, it becomes heavy. Mother is lean and thin, she carries it. Why? Identify. Because of the tadatna with the child, the mother carries. Sureshacharya says, this body also in the deep sleep is very heavy. When a person dies, you need four persons to carry that dead body. But ahankar is so full that it carries this body whole life. Who is carrying this body? You are moving. It is your ahankar. Foolishly it is carrying whole life. Amma, we have got in subtle body 17 items. All these 17 items are made from the inert matter. Subtle body is made of subtle elements. Gross body is made of gross elements. How many elements are there?
Five.
Five gross elements which we are seeing now. And what are those subtle elements? Same five. But we cannot perceive with our sense organs, those are subtle. So anything made of subtle elements will also will be subtle. So the gross body, the Gyanendriya, the Karmendriya, Panch Prana, Man and Buddhi, 17 items are made of subtle elements. Since they are made of subtle elements, we are not able to see it. When this subtle body goes out, we are not able to perceive. What goes out is the subtle body. Gross body remains. We are not able to see it. But these five great elements are inert. It's coming, all this is coming. These are all inert. What is this inert? People think which is moving is living. According to that definition, the fan is living, it's moving. Car is moving. River is flowing. According to that definition, these are all living. But are they living? They are inert. So what should be the factor to decide whether it is living or not living? It is the knowership, knowledge. So these all things are inert. Because of the Sat, Chit and Anand, because of its sanniti, because of its presence, because of its nearness, these things start functioning and they have got their different functions. These are all basic samma. Ear will start only hearing, it cannot see. Why? Because it is made of such a material which has got a property of hearing only. Eyes can only see. Because it is made of such subtle element which has got only that part. Pranas have got different. This will all come in Tattva Bodha.
Right. But here in deep sleep, when the subtle body is also dormant, suspended, and the pranas are part of the subtle body, then they should be suspended. But they're not.
No, they are not suspended.
That is my question. Ah. It is not how we get to hear and so on. That is covered in
the... You see, there are certain things which will continue to function. It is not that the subtle body has gone out of your total system. Gross body, subtle body and the causal body, everything is there. It is that they have become apichetan. What happens? Why you become achetan? That is they are trying to explain. And we have seen in our chart how it goes. This part is... Ultimately, we will negate that this world is not there at all. You just, Amma, continue to do the class. Slowly we'll come to that stage. We'll negate everything. But for negating, we have to superimpose first. I have explained many times, there is only one Brahman. This world is not there. First, the Vedanta will show. There is a superimposition, the world is there, how this world has come, then we explain that from that Brahman, they have got a Shakti Maya, from the Maya came Akash, and this, and how this creation, Brahman was created, explain. Then we will start negating it, remove it. Then what will remain? Brahman. Can you negate Brahman? You cannot. So in Susupti, what happens? It is withdrawn from the gross body and the subtle body. But the consciousness is there. Consciousness is there, but with the, it is already little bit of withdrawn. Now comes, is there any doership there? Can we commit any sin in deep sleep? No. There cannot be any sin in the deep sleep. Suppose husband and wife are sleeping. Both are in deep sleep. The husband takes turn and his leg is on the wife, hits his, the body of the wife. Will he be responsible for that? No. Doership is not there. So it is not taken as that you insulted me, you hit me. What happens when we go into the deep sleeps? When we are tired, then we start withdrawing from the world. Our indriyas start withdrawing from the world and we go into the deep sleep. In even Vedanta class we find people half sleep, half awake, we can find out. Because tired, last night the party was late, came back home at 12, and then the class starts here in the morning, didn't get sufficient time, you are tired, half withdrawn. One student said to the teacher, I was alert when I came to the class. And he was explaining what happened. He said, teacher, I was seeing on the blackboard, writing and all that. Then I started seeing only your face. The teacher was thinking that he's very attentive. Then I started seeing the lip movement only. And thereafter what happened, I don't know. A person went late into the office. His boss said, why are you late? It was honest, he said, overslept, sir. Oh, do you sleep in the home also? Work also, I see you sleeping. So Guruji says there are three types of sleep there. Forward sleep, backward sleep, and flat sleep. Forward sleep, came to the office sleep. Backward sleep, flat sleep, sitting straight, still sleeping. Different type of sleeps. But there is joy in sleep. That is why even people walking also they sleep, while driving also they go into the sleep. And there is no anxiety in deep sleep. There is no worries because there are no thoughts, no worries in that time. Ahankar vikasardha swapna. Swapna, what is that swapna? Ahankar vikasardha. It is not the full ahankar. Full ahankar means it is traveling in all three bodies, causal body, subtle body and gross body. Ahankar vikasardha swapna. It is only half. Half means causal body and subtle body it is connected. And at that time, again the intellect is not functioning. Only the mind is functioning. And everything is jumbled up at that time. The more detail is coming in the next verse. We will see the sapna there. And sarvastu jagaraha, and ego identified with the causal body, subtle body and gross body, it becomes the jagrat avastha. Is the full manifestation. Ego finds full satisfaction in the jagrat avastha. If somebody says you are a fool in the deep sleep, you don't mind. But if somebody says you are a fool in the jagrat avastha, we see our face many times in the mirror during the whole day, we don't mind our face. Magar koi keh de, apna muh jaake to dekho, you feel insulted, jagrat avastha. There are intermediary states also, wakeful dreaming, like daydreaming. Your eyes are wide open, but daydreaming, you are not present there. And sleeping, still walking, intermediary states. But all three states have the same degree of reality. But we say the jagrat is real, and dream is, according to the Vedanta, reality is same. The consciousness is the same. And from the absolute standpoint, all these three avasthas are not there. From the absolute level, Brahman and Brahman alone is there. Nothing else is there. And what are these things? These are all three states are false. But we falsify only one state, dream state. Vedanta says, all three states are false. Do you want to have a glimpse of how to falsify the waking state also? How do we falsify Swapnavastha dream state? Let us logically think. Dream state is in the hit nadi. It's a nadi connecting from the mind to the heart. It's called a hit nadi. You can call it a pranic channel, a very thin. And you are seeing elephant and mountain there in the dream. Can there be in a little thin pranic channel, can there be elephant? Even if you show, I can accommodate an elephant in that, okay. Can you accommodate Himalaya in that nadi? No. You cannot. Number two. You are dreaming in USA that you are in India meeting your son or daughter or relatives. And the whole dream is only for 1.5 minutes. Can you travel to India within 1.5 minutes? You cannot. Why do you have a dreaming that you are dreaming of India if somebody comes and wakes you up? Where would you wake up? In US or in India? In US. And you are meeting and talking or going to the restaurant with your family member, if you ring up them that I was present in Delhi at that time with you and went to that restaurant, will they agree? Will they accept? No. So dream is false. Vedanta says dream is false because we are seeing it. You have seen the dream in that you are in Delhi. Why we say this world is real? Because we are seeing. Vedanta says sapna you were seeing, and that we have proved by logic that sapna was false. Apply the same logic here in the waking world. Waking world also I am seeing. Hence it is false. Difficult to accept. Difficult to accept. Okay. Let us go other way. I prove first that the sapna is false and you all accept it. Do you still, do anybody disagreeing here? You accept? If I say waking world is real because I am seeing it, apply to Swapnavastha and prove that that is real. I started from Swapna, came to the waking. But if you say no, start from Jagritavastha, let us go to the Swapnavastha. Jagrat is real because I am seeing. Okay, apply that to Swapnavastha. Swapnavastha also I am seeing in dream, I am seeing the dream. Can you prove that dream is real? No. So waking state is also not real. We'll come later on that. Next, the dream state.
Antakarana vrittischa.
Antakarana vrittischa.
चितिच्छायैक्यमागता वासना कल्पयेत् स्वप्ने बोधैक्षैर्विषयान् बहिः अन्तःकरणवृत्तिश्चितिच्छायैक्यमागता
वासना कल्पयेत् स्वप्ने बोधैक्षैर्विषयान् बहिः
अंतःकरण वृत्तिश्च चित्त छाया आगतः. देर आर टू थिंग्स, अंतःकरण वृत्ति एंड चित्त छाया. द ऑथर हैज नॉट मेंशन द वर्ड अहंकार. नोट दिस टेक्निकल पॉइंट. जस्ट नाउ यू आर सेइंग द अहंकार, व्हाट हैपेंड टू अहंकार. Author is not saying about that ahankar, because that ahankar is at that time dormant. It is not very clear at that time. There are only two things at that time in dream state: antahkaran vritti. Some thoughts are there, and chit chaya. Both two things are required. Chit chaya is the giving sentiency. Antahkaran vritti, these are all inert. Why inert? Because these are all creations of mind. And what is mind? Mind is made of inert material. So the vrittis are also inert. So in dream state, what happens? There are some vrittis, some thoughts are there. And who is illuminating these thoughts? Chit chaya. That consciousness is there. That is illuminating. Both are required. If one is only there, if chit-chaya is there, vritti is not there, will you be seeing the dream? No. Only vritti is there, no chit-chaya. Can you see? No. Example, suppose there is a stage, there is a light, no actors there, no movement. Can you see the drama? No. Suppose actors are there, no light, is total dark. Can you see the drama? No. So both are required, antahkaran vritti and chit chaya. And it depends on what? Vasanaha kalpayet. It depends on your vasana. It depends on your previous impressions gathered in the waking state. According to that, you will have the dream, vasana. In earlier time, people used to go to theater. Now people have got home theater. Ghar mein hai. And how the movies used to be made at that time? Shooting. There is a camera. All things, all the scenes were first recorded, then at a particular speed that spool has to move and there should be a light behind it, then there will be projection on the screen. Nowadays you have all these DVDs put there, and in earlier time there were two things that could be done. And there also the shooting may be, say, haphazard. There is a love scene in, say, in Agra. And again in the last there may be a scene that the main actor is shot dead. So the both scenes are taken together. Achha, ye bhi kar lo, why we should come back again? Agra, abhi le lo. Or the actor may say, I am not coming again. I have got no time. You want to shoot that scene also, you do it now. Abhi kar lo. Then cut paste. Similarly, what is this vasana? Vasana means vas. Vas means fragrance. Fragrance means it leaves an impression. Like if you cut an onion with a knife, now smell the knife. There will be smell.
touch a rose petal, smell your finger, rose will be there. Smell of the rose will be there. It is said, no? An apple a day keeps doctor. But if you want the people away, an onion a day keeps
everybody away.
Everybody away. Nobody will come to near to you. A satsang a day keeps all disturbances away. One satsang a day, if you can do it continuously, then all your problems are solved. A person was dreaming and he had a feeling that I should jump from 7th floor. So he immediately called his doctor. Doctor came and said that I was dreaming and in the dream I had a feeling that I should jump from the 7th floor. The doctor said, follow your feeling. Why did you call me? You wasted my sleep. You are dreaming. Lot of things happen. Guruji says, I am always scared about the math exam, you know. And I always dream math. And in the dream, who is the paper setter? My mind. Who is giving exam? My mind. Who is evaluating the paper? My mind. Still I fail. Our Swamiji says, Swami Advaitananji, that I always dream that I have reached station and the train has left. Gaadi city baja rahi and is going. One Swamiji was there. He was not able to speak English. English aati nahi thi. But in dream he used to speak with Gurudev in English, fluent English. So different type of dreams. So longest dream can be only 1.5 minute. Within 1.5 minute you see the whole dream. Maybe 2 generations, 3 generations, you are roaming around the whole world. In dream, the vasanas are jumbled up. Intellect is no more, intellect is not available there. Intellect is not there. In Tattvabodh, Guruji writes, that in the waking state you have seen an elephant, daytime going. You also saw a lady wearing a mini skirt and high heel. What do you see in the dream? The elephant wearing a skirt, wearing high heel, ringing the bell, your doorbell, jumbled up. Intellect is not there. Mind is there, but intellect is not there. Mahatma says, in the dream state, you cannot discriminate. Discriminate between real and unreal, because the intellect is not there, doership is not there. You cannot discriminate. Therefore, don't waste your waking state, Jagrata Avastha, don't waste time. It's only in the waking state you can discriminate. In deep sleep, you cannot discriminate. In dream state, you cannot discriminate. In waking state, you can discriminate. So don't waste this time. Guruji gives a beautiful example of how these things are jumbled up. You have received a letter from your son. You have read it, torn it, thrown into the dustbin. You received another letter, or you have written another letter, torn it, you have written it to your guru, thrown in the dust basket. Now you want to see what is written in that. Take out the pieces. My dear son. Another piece. Sastang Pranam. One letter was written to the son. You said, no, I am not going to send it. Torn it and put it in the dustbin. Another letter, you are sending it to Guru. Param Pujya Guruji, Sastang Pranam. Then you, now you want to this way it is jumbled up. In dream state, you can exhaust your weak vasanas and impossible vasanas. Impossible vasanas, an elephant flying. That you can see only in the dream. Weak vasanas, which you cannot express. Suppose your uncle has said something to you and he is elder to you, you could not say anything on his face, but in dream, you can express all your feelings. Gurudev used to give a beautiful example of dream state. You are not agreeing on certain things with your uncle. Whatever plan you are giving to your uncle that we should do this business, and uncle used to reject everything. But you are not able to do anything. In the dream, you murdered your uncle, cut into pieces, made his pickle, put in 56 bottles, and early morning you get up, you call police. I have murdered my uncle, made pickles, 56 bottles I made. Police comes and he finds the uncle is also there. So will police charge you?
No.
Why? Intellect is not there, ahankar is not there. This is dream state. Bodhai akshay vishayan bahi. In the waking state, he receives all the stimuli with five organs of perception. Dream world is created by my vasanas according to my likes and dislikes. This waking world is created by the Lord. But we live in this created world according to our likes and dislikes. Dream world, the whole world was created according to my vasana, my likes and dislikes. And who has created this world? Lord has created this world. How are we living in this world? According to my likes and dislikes. But a realized person stays in the same world without likes and dislikes. And he is happy. The same world gives happiness to a realized person because he is living without likes and dislikes. Ignorant person stays in the same world with likes and dislikes and suffering. This is the difference. Now, Bharati Tirthi has discussed about ahankar, antahkaran vritti. Now comes the linga sarira, the subtle body, which we will discuss in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti. shanti, shanti. Hari Om, Sri Om, Hari Om.